This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your digital marketing specialist and host, Victoria Smith, the hashtag Natural Marketer, and owner of V Smith Media, a digital marketing company based out of Oakland, Tennessee. This is a guide to help small businesses create a valuable digital footprint affordably. I believe that innovation makes businesses stronger. I strive to provide solutions that help small businesses thrive, and my core foundation is built for growth, simplicity, and value for every business I partner with. Each episode is a new overview of elements that develop a valuable digital footprint for any small business owner. In this episode, I'm recapping my reflections from digital marketing from December 2023 and January 2024 that have shown promise for me and my clients. At the end of 2023, there was a big question mark surrounding AI as a huge interruption to digital marketing world and its effects on the industry standards when it comes to ethical and transparency standards in the U.S. According to the Connected Commerce Council, privacy has become a critical important issue for small businesses. In the digital age, ensuring data protection against and security is essential responsibility for small businesses. And small business customer base often cross state lines, but absent federal legislation for a national privacy law, 14 states have enacted their own version of a consumer data privacy law. Small businesses need a national privacy law to avoid the patchwork of tracking and complying with many privacy rules that can be very costly and time-consuming. Privacy laws must also consider the critical role of basic consumer data and how small businesses benefit from affordable, data-driven digital advertising. Digital ads level the playing field for small advertisers and publishers alike. 80% of advertisers agree that online ads help them compete with larger companies. 71% of online publishers say that they would not have been able to launch and sustain their business without digital advertising revenue. In 2023, some states like Florida passed privacy laws that would make it harder for small businesses to advertise online. After that bill was introduced, small businesses sprang into action. More than 100 small businesses emailed their legislators to share concerns about the bill. Diego Sampaio of Orlando, owner of Globify, an international business development service, told lawmakers that more than half of his business is directly tied to digital ads. Morgan Overholt of Miami, who owns Morgan Media, met with legislators in Tallahassee to explain how she uses digital advertising to build her blog's readership and sell ads to businesses that want to reach the traveling audience. Lakita Anderson penned an op-ed in Florida Daily about how online advertising allowed her to start and grow her cooking blog and gave her more financial freedom than ever before. Small businesses making their voices heard forced the legislator to amend the bill, but more work must be done before it takes effect in October. Similar bills are under consideration in New York and Michigan in 2024. Lawmakers need to be thoughtful and include small businesses in conversation and the debate artificial intelligence and AI. No other issue has arisen so quickly to national attention in recent years than artificial intelligence. AI-powered tools help small businesses launch, grow, identify, and serve new customers, save costs, increase revenues, and compete in an increasingly dynamic global market. In early 2023, the Biden administration announced a set of voluntary commitments from leading technology companies like Amazon, Anthropic, I can't say that word every time, Google, Inflection, Meta, Microsoft, and OpenAI, understanding safety, security, and trust. In October, the Biden administration released a landmark executive order that directed federal agencies to review, where necessary, set standards for AI safety, security, privacy, and equity, and establish civil rights guidance, consumer protections, and promote innovation. As the technology continues to advance, we expect more policymakers to weigh in on new regulations to AI in 2024. At the federal level, the Biden administration has called on Congress to pass a comprehensive AI law and secured Senate Majority Leader Schumer has convened a series of AI insights forums to understand better what investments and regulations should look like. In the absence of federal legislation, some states like California and New York are considering AI laws, and several states like Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Massachusetts will likely consider AI legislation next year. State digital economy legislation to support small businesses' growth. States are weighed in on digital economy debate in 2023, with several considering legislation changing how technology platforms operate. Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania introduced legislation defining large technology platforms engaging in activity that harms a competitor. This could include improving security systems, lowering processing fees, and improving publisher or advertiser services in those improvements disadvantage a competitor. While none of these or state bills were enacted, state legislatures continue to examine the digital economy and will most likely consider similar bills in 2024. Now, my painstaking struggle, not only as a digital marketer, but also as a small business owner, is why does government have to have so much control over every aspect of our lives these days? Whatever happened to businesses making decisions based on ethics, transparency, and the best outcome for the consumer or client? What happened to an individual liberties? Furthermore, if technological advances are cost-effective, productive, and yield results, why does the government want to cut it off? Bottom line, small businesses have to follow marketing standards much closer now. With the changing landscape of technology, the privacies, the smallest mistake by a small business owner can cost them thousands, and I don't mean followers, I mean dollars. Here are the ways you can stay ahead of these things as a small business owner. Number one, join the National Marketer email list to get the latest news. Join the 3C Council newsletter to stay ahead of legislation news so you are hit with something. And get a snapshot of your channels from VSmith Media, and we'll guide you through enhancements, standard requirements, and areas you must consider to stay ahead of legislative changes. Visit vsmithmedia.com and run your free snapshot report today. Thank you for tuning in to the VSmith Media Reflections of a Digital Marketer episode. As always, I will continue to follow the 3C Council and other marketing organizations to bring you updated information on rules, regulations, standards, and other areas that could affect your business and the small business bottom line. Working together as small business owners, we must encourage open thought processes and encourage willingness to support each other. Without the support of small businesses together, our economy will always be changing. We can't let the global industry become the forefront of the American way of life. Small businesses make up 80% of the American economy, and because of that, we must continue to work together. Support small and shop small. Thank you. Have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.